Good morning. 6:43 a.m. on Thursday, August the 15th, 2024, here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Beautiful blue sky morning this morning. It's delightfully chilly. I'm wearing an extra wrap. My nose is cold, my fingers are cold. It's delicious after so many days of 80, 90 degrees, smoke, nasty. That's lovely. It's quite nice. Oh, because my friend was a Scotty dog too. Oh, there's a balloon. Good morning. Back into the heat tomorrow, huh? It is nice this morning. I'll take it. So we finally managed to get the Kia Pride out of the dealer's hands. It's going to take a while before I'm used to that car. We still have a few details that have to happen. I need to get it inspected so it has an emissions inspection on file. I need to apparently make an appointment with DMV to get plates for it. The Taurus is due for the salvage yard tomorrow, probably. Thought it was going to be today, but it's likely to be tomorrow. They were supposed to call yesterday afternoon. If they had, I could have told them that the car is ready for them today. We've got it everything out of it. Except the jack. I need to look, see if I can get that jack. I think it's a scissor jack, and it would be really handy to have a scissor jack. If for no other reason than I need a scissor jack or some sort of rugged lever to fix my back gate, my front gate, I guess. The wide gate that is sagging. Doing pushing harder than I thought. My thighs are saying, dude, what? Where's my car? Oh dear. Sniff, sniff. So we get the car. It took all day. I felt like it took all day. The parts that I had control of seemed to work pretty well. The parts that anything that the dealer touched. Oh, I'll call you back in 15 minutes. No, you won't. Let's put it this way. No, you didn't. I asked for one fact so that I could make sure that I had the correct balance on the cashier's check to give to them for the car. And I could not get them at all. So I managed finally to reach the sales manager and talk to the same person twice in a row, which was kind of nice. Nice morning for a balloon ride. If I'd been just, my timing was just a little bit off, or I would have gone right over my head when I started the walk. It's kind of too far to take a picture of them right now, but it's nice to see them. I don't know what it is about the balloons. It's like, that's really cool. And I've warmed up enough that I can unzip a couple of these layers. So today's gonna be another relatively cool day. Tomorrow, the heat comes back, according to National Weather Service. Should be back into what they call seasonal temperatures, which for here is like 90 degrees. For mid-August. I got my newsletter out. Put it together last night. I don't know what I'm going to do today. Besides work around everybody else's schedule and get the paperwork together that I need to go over and get the emissions inspection taken care of. I have 5 days. But I think two of those are going to be eaten up by the weekend. I'm not sure. I don't think the emission station's open on Sunday. It may be open on Saturday. But mid-month should be pretty quiet. Mid-month is pretty quiet. Mid-month, I don't think there's a lot of people who are lined up because they put it off till the last minute. Or lined up because they put it off just a tad too long and it's already overdue. So today probably is a good day to go get that taken care of. It's been 20 years since I bought a car. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's been that long. Maybe. Car is 20 years old. I think I got it when it was only a year old, so call it 19. It's almost 20. Since I bought a car. And the amount of paperwork. We had to go through and sign a whole bunch of paperwork to authorize them to do the paperwork that we had to sign to take ownership of the car. And foolish me, I thought the first set of paperwork was the paperwork. No. Turns out that was kind of a bogus expectation. What I expected to be 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, turned out to be an hour and a half. And I thought, well, you know, it's a big building. There's a lot of air. There's not that many people running around inside. I'll just leave the mask in the car. And I'm not sure that was the right choice. We'll see. I'll know in about 3 days. Brr, easy dog. I finished off the first three books of Tim Rangnow's Rim Jumper series. This really... I recommended it in the newsletter, in large part because I really didn't have anything else to recommend that was new, something I hadn't recommended before. And space opera, which is really the thrust of the people who read me for space opera. Although more and more and more and more and more people don't really care about space opera. They want the wizard. The wizard's butler. In this case, the wizard's cat. And that's been kind of a problem for me. It's a blessing and a bit of an obstacle, because I feel a kind of obligation to write the cat. I mean, I want to write the cat. Maybe I had to read the butler myself again. I haven't read it since I put the last round of edits in. I haven't read it since I pressed publish. But I do remember thinking when I get to the end, it's like, okay, I'm gonna want to write more in these people. I like these people. I like this setting. I like how this came out. I like how this worked. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Link post. But taking the last few months, weeks anyway, months probably is a better descriptor, to just step back and say, no. No. Has really helped. Over and above the recovery from chemo, which I think has really taken a lot longer than I thought, and what probably was burnout even before and was likely exacerbated by diving right back in again as soon as I was able to drag myself to a keyboard and start thrashing to get those three Marvel Collins books out. Jesus. The large and the small. It's a little tiny dog. And a large black lab-like dog. Good morning. That little dog wants to take on that lab. My cat is bigger than that dog. Morning. The last few days has been sort of different. I have the word processing file open. I have the new opening for Butler. It involves a dandelion. I really like it. It sets the right tone. And then it stalled. And it stalled because I found myself writing the same old thing. It's like, I'm writing this because I can't think of anything else to write. What happens next? What happens next that is interesting and significant and tells me something about Roger or Shackelford or the house or something? Instead of rehashing the same few ideas I had 2 years ago, only slightly bent. Trying to find the thing that will drive the story forward. I have part of it. I'm pretty sure I know what the cat's for. And the interesting question, when I started, the cat was part of the setting. And I think, realistically, the cat has to be a character. Anyway, that's probably the first time I've put that idea into words explicitly. Even in my head. Oh, this lady's seating me the sidewalk, okay. That's fun. Good morning. I would have let her have it, but so there's new dynamics in play, and I'm finding it exciting again. I'm not quite ready to pull the trigger. But if you've listened to this ramblage for a long time, because it's been a long time, but going back to the idea of trusting my process, instead of trying to change it to write every day, 2,000 words a day, 2,000 words a day at the end of the month is 100,000 words? No, 60,000 words. So it's most of a novel. And then just throwing words against the page. It put words on the page, but my goal is not words on the page, which is should be patently obvious. Goal is to write stories I want to read but can't find. Which means I have to read a lot to find those stories that are, find the holes where the stories aren't. And then figure out what the story might be if it were there. And that's the one I need to write. And that's what the butler needs to be. And that's what's been holding me up all this time. Oh, okay. She's gonna take this. I must look intimidating today or something. I've got people jumping off the sidewalk all over the place here. Pooch is gonna wanna read his pee mail. Probably doesn't wanna walk in the street. Good morning. Good morning to you too. He's a happy little dog. So anyway, I got up at 4 o'clock this morning. I've been up a while. Did manage to get out pretty close to sunrise this morning. That was cool. I liked that. Had a nice little internal camera reflection, a little lens flare this morning. Picture, that was kind of cool. I did not use a fountain pen yesterday to sign all the paperwork because a lot of it was carboned. And I took a 1960s Parker rollerball. A Parker 45 Falcon rollerball to sign my paperwork with. Pretty spiffy. It really didn't really matter, but it made me feel good. So we thought we were going to have thunder showers last night. We got cars everywhere now. We got the old car, the one that's going away, parked in the driveway. The two we're going to keep are locked in the garage. Putting cars in the garage is not a common thing here. People have garages, but very few of them use the garage for more than storage. And given the amount of hail that happens in this place, and the heat, and then in the winter, the cold, leaving vehicles out in it just doesn't seem like a good idea. Taurus already has a few hail dimples in it from when it was in a parking lot while somebody was at work. I didn't want to start the new car off with dimples. I'm probably going to get new plates. These old plates are just sun faded to almost oblivion. Anyway, I made it. I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.